Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And today I want to talk about the fact that one day you might not be there. Now that sounds a bit dramatic, I know, but that's the reality. The one thing good parents don't want to imagine is not being there for their kids when it counts. We have to teach our kids how to protect themselves. We have to provide scenarios on a whim to see if our kids can think quickly, all because one day you might not be there. That's what I'm talking about today. So if you're not ready to have this conversation, this might not be the episode you want to listen to, right? But it's a real conversation. It's a real discussion. It's something I really want people to think about on how they show up for their kids, on how they show up in their family, on how their kids are actually taking in the information that they're being given, right? And if you're not having these talks, what are you talking about? What is your kid really learning, right? How are you preparing them for the world? So to me, when it comes to teaching your kids, it has to be based upon four different sections for me. One is going to be street smarts. One is going to be how to speak to authority. One is going to be self-awareness, and one is going to be how to be emotionally intelligent, right? And there are more things that I'm going to talk about, but I want to start with those. So first, how to speak to authority. Me personally, I have two brown skin girls. So automatically, I know the world is going to have assumptions of who my kids are based upon their ignorant assumptions of what Black people do. Let's be honest right there. So I have to teach my kids how to speak up for themselves, how to be respectful, how to not argue, how to know their rights. Do they know my number by heart? How to ask first, before you reach for things in a vehicle, before you reach for things in your pocket, because that's important for us. Other ethnicities get to react to authority a certain way and nothing happens. We don't get that leniency. We just don't. That's just what it is. And it's not just in the U.S., it's in other countries also. We are looked at based upon ignorant assumptions of what people think and what their personal experiences are with people that look like us. The next thing I want to talk about is street smarts. Now, none of my kids have ever grew up in the ghetto. Okay, they don't know what the ghetto is. They don't know what a project is. They've never lived in a house full of rats. They've never lived in an apartment of roaches. My kids haven't even lived in an apartment. Okay, they have always lived in a house. My kids don't even know what it's like to walk barefoot in a house and their feet be black and dirty from the dirt on the floor. They don't know what it's like. I don't take them outside without their shoes on. Okay? But that's not how I always grew up. So I knew automatically what I didn't want from my kids before I even became a mom. So when it comes to street smarts, being a child that grew up in a city, lived in a city, lived in suburbs. I would say where I live now is more suburbs than city. There's certain things I have to teach them that they're probably not going to be in the element of unless they're traveling, unless they're with friends, or unless they're adults. It doesn't mean I avoid talking about those things. I want to talk about those things. So I might ask them, what do you do if you are being followed? What do you do if you're being bullied? What do you do if you're being threatened? How to hide your money when you're walking at night? You know, how to stay on alert when you're by yourself? How to stay on alert at a party? How to always keep your drink with you, not put down your drink. Like, there are certain things that our kids need to know from us and not be in the experience of it to learn it. which brings me to self-awareness, okay? Self-awareness of wearing clothing that protects your privates, okay? And I'm not saying if you wear clothing that protects your privates, something harmful can't happen to you. I'm just saying it gives another layer of protection. If you are going to a party late at night by yourself, maybe you don't want to wear that mini skirt and high heels and a low top that may show your cleavage and you can't run if you're in harm's way. Maybe you don't want to have those drinks at this party or this club because you're by yourself and there's no one to protect you if you're intoxicated. You know what I'm saying? You cannot smoke things with everybody because let's be honest. Even though we tell our kids not to do X, Y, and Z, they might grow up and decide to do that. Still tell them, if you do this, you do not want to do this at this time, right? It's just not safe. Know when the aura is off. Know when you walk into a room and it gets quiet and people are giving you weird looks. They probably was talking about you before you walked in the room. Know when you go into a setting and people are yelling. Someone is in the corner looking away. You're feeling like they're not happy. You're feeling like they're angry. If you feel like the setting is off or a fight might break out, you don't have to stick around to see. Know when you need to excuse yourself. Know when you need to leave. Well, even for me, if I go into a store and I walk in and someone is having a back and forth that's very hostile and aggressive with the cashier, I'm leaving. I can either come back later or I could go to a different store, but I'm not going to force myself to be in that setting to shop. Even if I see someone in a long, thick jacket or a big coat and it's 80 degrees outside, I am not opening my doors. I am not getting out of this truck. I'm going to continue driving because why are you out here in that and it's hot? If you see someone that does not look like they're all there, their elevator doesn't go all the way up, why are you walking next to this person with your kid? It's self-awareness. It's being aware of your surroundings, what's happening, who's there, how are they acting, what's being talked about. What are they wearing? Okay, you have to teach your kids that. Leave the party before the mess. Have a code word to text me if you need me to come pick you up. Always make sure 5 of your friends have your location if you're traveling or going somewhere. I will be traveling by myself soon to a state I've never been in. Okay, I've driven through it to get to somewhere else, but I've never stopped in that state. I know this state has a lot of racially divided people. I know this state police officers are very unforgiving. So I have to be on my P's and Q's. You know what I'm saying? I have to know who I'm going to be around. And before I leave, I'm sharing my location with multiple people. Because as a black woman, as a black man, we come up missing the most and we don't get looked at. The search doesn't go that deep for us. So we have to be super mindful of those things when it comes to how can we protect ourselves. When it comes to being emotionally intelligent, teach your kids how to stay calm. Teach your kids how to talk to people about problems without crying, because if you're crying, I can't get the facts. And if I can't get the facts, I don't know how to best help you. Teach your child how to communicate respectfully. If you're angry, that's fine. But how you treat people when you're angry matters. If you're sad, that's okay. But how you talk to people when you're sad matters, especially people that want to help you, especially people that want to make you feel better. You know, teach your kids when to not believe the lie. When someone repeatedly does something and keeps apologizing for it, but keeps doing it, you have to set a boundary and say, okay, if this happens again, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have a conversation. It's just done. These are the things that are going to happen. That's setting a boundary. It's okay to set boundaries with your family. It's okay to set boundaries with your friends. It's okay to set boundaries with boyfriends or girlfriends. Like, you don't have to deal with someone being disrespectful or harmful to you because you like them. Okay? Teach your kids how to not move emotionally, how to not make decisions emotionally, how to not get angry based on your emotions. Because that will change your life forever in most cases. Most people are in jail or in prison because emotionally they cannot understand what was happening, when it was happening, and what they should do and what they shouldn't do at a time when they were just upset and angry. It might take someone 5 minutes to mess up their life. It might take someone an hour to mess up their life. You know, I had a conversation with Anya the other day where she was like, you know, what if I robbed the bank when I was older and I had a lot of money? What would you do? I said, you wouldn't be able to call me. You wouldn't be able to give me any of that money. You would have me watched by the FBI. You wouldn't be able to call your sister. You wouldn't be able to call anybody you know, because that's who they go for first. They go for your friends and your family. They tap their phones. They find your phone records. You would have to take that money and disappear. So if you have a child out there thinking they can get away with whatever is on their mind, you better have a real conversation with them that's not how that works. Because a lot of these younger kids, they feel like their future looks very dim. They have nothing to lose. And they're making decisions as preteens, teenagers, that is ruining their lives. Making them slaves to a system. Okay, so you have to talk to them. Critical thinking. This is a big one, okay? Because by the looks of our kids' homework, they are not being asked to critically think about anything, right? I always joke with the girls when I was going to...
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcasts. I have Creator Podcasts. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
School, I had 5 textbooks in my backpack with my regular notebooks, pens and pencils. And every night there was homework that needed to be done out of all of them textbooks. When my kids bring home homework, they have one sheet of homework with about 5 questions, and that's it. I hope what they're being taught in that classroom has more value than what's on that sheet of paper. Okay? Because I don't feel like they're being challenged enough to think for themselves. I don't feel like they're being asked a question that involves you giving 5 sentences on what you would do in this situation. Right? So to me, critically thinking for yourself, it's a life skill. So you need to talk to your kids about your day. You need to talk to your kids about the pros and cons. You need to talk to them on how you think through your problems so they can learn out loud what to do and what not to do. You need to explain to them how you fix things, how you rearrange things, how things may be challenges, but how do you get it all done? Teach them how to prepare for things. Prepare for everything that you can, and the things that you can't be prepared for, do your research so you know if this happens, these are my options. Talk to your kids about the difference between an opinion and a fact so they don't come off ignorant to the world. Talk to your kids about how to properly argue. Because you can have friends that you agree with and you can have friends that you disagree with. It doesn't make them your friend because you disagree. You can have a conversation with someone on an opinion that you don't agree with, and they can still be a good person. Y'all just disagree on some things. You don't have to have friends who always agree with you. You don't have to be married to someone who always agrees with you. But your values need to be very similar. Your integrity needs to be neck and neck. Okay? Teach your kids how to critically think so they don't have to travel with ignorance, right? Because when you're traveling, you meet different people. You're in rooms with different people, on planes with different people. You see different cultures. You smell different foods. And you can't just say, because you're not knowledgeable about something, that this is nasty. Have you tasted it? No. So you can't say that it's nasty. If you see something, you're just like, I've never tasted it. I don't want to taste it. But by the smell of it, I'm okay. That's not rude. That's okay. But you can't say, ooh, that stinks. How can you eat that? I can't believe you're putting that in your mouth. You're a nasty individual. What if someone from another culture has never eaten rice? And they see you eating rice and they're just like, ew, what is that white stuff? Look at all the little small parts of it. You actually gonna eat that? Why is it mushy? That's nasty. It's ignorant, right? So there's things that I might smell that I don't want to eat. There's things that I might see on a plate that I will never eat. I will never try. But I'm not going to sit there and make a person feel bad because of how I think it looks, how I think it smells. Teach your kids not to be so ignorant about other people and what they do. You can just say, no, thank you. You can just say, I don't want to do that. That is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. To critically think, I think it's very important that we give our children chances to think individually. Like, it's okay to guide. It's okay to tell them some things. It's okay to share your experiences. But you have to give your child the space to make decisions individually for themselves. You might know the results of their decision, but they need to see the results of their decision. They need to understand what me choosing this will do. They need to see what me choosing this will do. You can't be there to buffer every little thing your child decides to do. It's just not going to work. One of the biggest things that we need to make sure our children know how to do if we are not around one day is manage their time. Time management. That rules the world, okay? You can lose money because of not having good time management. You can gain a lot of money because you have great time management. You could gain a lot of great opportunities because you have great time management. And that's just what it is. Time management is important for setting alarms, making payments, scheduling where you need to be, scheduling what things need to get done, your wants and your needs, running errands, completing chores, completing projects. Managing your time is a life skill. So from the beginning of time when I could talk about being on time or getting dressed on time or making sure y'all uniforms are out the night before so you can get dressed and not have to think. Having your backpack ready in the living room is all me teaching them time management. I do not remember a time where I did not have to be up or doing something by a certain time frame to get something else done. I've been pulling my clothes out the night before since I was in the second grade. I am 38, I think. Okay, so it never stops. I'm always on go. I always have to be somewhere. Before I even started recording today, for next week, I picked out all of my outfits that I need to wear for next week. So when I wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to get myself ready and two other kids ready and out the door, I don't have to overthink. I don't have to stress myself out. I don't have to be running around this house like a chicken with my head cut off. It's all about creating peace for the next 24 hours. It's all about lessening the stress for the next 24 hours. And when you prepare, you leave room for no mistakes to occur. And if mistakes do occur, they have the space to happen and not affect what you got to do for the day. But if you don't prepare, then you're at the risk and the result of what's going to be because of something else. And that's not something I'm willing to deal with. That's not something I'm willing to have to do because of bad time management. And I just feel like if both of my daughters really can manage their time, they'll go so much further in life. And that's what I want for them. I am one of those parents where I believe my kids should be better than me. And I've done a lot. I've done a lot. So they can have a lot to do. Okay? But I want them to do it in the smartest, most efficient way possible. So teach your child time management. Teach your child to create space for what they need so they can have space for what they want. Teach them how to be selfless and how to have empathy for other people. Teach them how to ask open-ended questions to people. Teach them how to properly share their thoughts so it doesn't sound like they're judging you, so it doesn't sound like they're being demanding or coming off like a know-it-all. And teach them how to problem solve. Teach them how to hear a problem and not blame game without solving the problem. Because if someone comes to you with a problem, in their minds, they believe that you might say something or be able to do something to help them. They did not come to you with a problem so you can belittle them or make them feel worse. Especially girls. Because girls will do that to men all the time. Women will do that to men all the time. A man coming to you with a problem is already a compliment because most men want to solve their problems by themselves without bringing you in the mix because it makes them feel less of a man because they're coming to you asking you for help. So when a man comes to you as a woman for help, do not belittle him. Do not tell him he should have did this. Why didn't you do that? You do this all the time. That's not what he came for.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue. Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Pause, think about it, and give that man some solutions. And if you don't have some solutions, tell him to give you a minute. I'll call back and I'll see what we could do. Then after it's taken care of, then maybe, yes, y'all could have a discussion on how to prevent that again. But I think a lot of times girls and young women and older women really struggle with chastising before helping. Okay, so I know we don't want to think about one day not being here for our kids, but it's going to happen. We can't be around forever. Sometimes our time is cut short quicker, and we don't get to become old parents. And sometimes we're around for a very long time to see our grandchildren and our great grandchildren. Okay, so in the meantime, teach them all that you know. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. If you would like more episodes, please check out Cozy Room Podcast on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon, YouTube. What else am I on? ShanBePodden.com. You could go on there and listen to all the episodes. I've been recording this podcast here since 2018. We are in 2024. Okay. I might know a few things. I might have gone over something you have questions about. So just snoop around. See if there's some more episodes out there that you want to listen to. But I appreciate you. Every listen matters to me. Every listener counts to me. Me taking my time out to talk about certain things. I just want to help somebody else who's trying to think it through, trying to understand it. What I do is not magic, it's preparation. What I do is not luck, it's me preparing to be able to get it done. Okay? I think parenting, I think it's about 40% of parenting is preparation. Okay? So, yeah, do with that what you will. I will check you on the next episode. Bye.